With KCLU News, I'm Lance Orozco. It's been a Memorial Day weekend tradition for more than three decades. Hundreds of artists and tens of thousands of spectators visit Santa Barbara's Mission for Imad Nari, an Italian street painting festival featuring chalk art. This year it's being moved online due to the coronavirus crisis. Kathy Corey is with the Children's Creative Project, the Santa Barbara County-based nonprofit which sponsors the annual fundraiser for arts in schools.
Imad Nari involves wonderful, creative adult and children artists who draw with chalk pastels on pavement. We hold our festival at the wonderful Old Mission in Santa Barbara. It's an opportunity to see the artist's work evolve. And normally we have sponsored squares, businesses, organizations, individuals.
So this year, though, you can't do it as usual on the steps of the Santa Barbara Mission. So what's the plan?
This year we're doing the same thing. We're still having sponsored squares by businesses and so on. But this year we're going to have them photographed and posted on our website and social media.
What exactly is the Children's Creative Project?
This is an arts education organization that brings artists into the schools to teach and to perform assembly performances. But the resident artists teach dance, theater, visual arts, and vocal music. We work with more than 100 schools, and we serve annually more than 50,000 children with this program throughout the county.
How important is Imad Nari to your fundraising?
Normally we raise about $80,000 because we have food sales, the sponsored squares, t-shirts, and so on. This year, I'm hoping we can raise one-third of that. We'll see.
So it's going to be a virtual Imad Nari?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
That's Kathy Corey with the Children's Creative Project. Corey says they're hoping some companies and foundations will step up to fill what could be a $50,000 funding gap for school arts programs. Find out more about this story and other news from the Central and South Coast on our website, kclu.org.